What's up? I know y'all guys in for a treat today. I haven't been on this motherfucker in a while, son. Been doing this little comedy thing, you know, hitting up the mics and shit. I mean, I miss you guys who out there who used to listen to me, man. I hope y'all still out there. Damn, what is there for me to start? Like, shit crazy, man. What I need to talk about? You know, I keep it real and black, man. Fuck it, let's start with this then. What's up with this kid, you know what I'm saying, who was sending packages, you know, to people and blowing their asses up and shit? You know, I heard, you know, he was on the fucking, in a car chase, and when they almost caught him, the motherfucker blew himself up. And the shit that got me, you know what I'm saying, is he's white. I'm like, damn, a white terrorist blowing motherfuckers up? I'm like, yo, I ain't gonna lie though. I mean, I'm sorry for the people, man. If he killed any people, I don't know. But you know, this nigga, he was on point. You know what I mean? White, he was on time and shit, blowing motherfuckers up. He never missed a beat. You know what I'm saying? He took his own life and shit. You know, that's that white shit. I mean, this shit's crazy, folks. I mean, I don't know what the fuck to do now. I mean, I can't even fucking order nothing off Amazon or any fucking website no more and shit, bro. They fucking ruined the fucking package experience. You remember that shit? Y'all know I'm talking about the package experience. When you get your little package and you're happy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, fuck, my PS4 just came in and shit. Or, oh, shit, man, my goddamn dildo came in and shit, you know what I'm saying? That's what the ladies be saying, you know what I'm saying? Just so excited, you know what I'm saying? And just motherfuckers just running around like, oh shit, my package came through. You know what I'm saying? You remember that feeling? You just happy and shit. No one can tell you shit. You just dancing and shit. Now all of a sudden, you just walk up to the motherfucker, open your package, and blow the fuck up. And then you got the motherfucker family at the funeral and shit. Damn, you didn't know what happened to Tyrone and shit? Nah, bro, like motherfucker boy. Hey, this nigga blew up, man. Damn, boy, we had to bury his ass in a fucking plastic bag, goddamn. You can't find the rest of his body and shit. Shit crazy, man. Just ruined the fucking experience for me and shit. Now when I gotta have kids and shit, I'm gonna have to get on their asses and shit. I'm about to open up packages and shit. I need a fucking metal detector or something now when my fucking packages come through. I don't know what the fuck motherfuckers are doing now. Now I gotta go in person, you know what I'm saying? I'm lazy as fuck. I like ordering my shit online. So now I gotta go fucking literally go to Walmart or Target or some shit, actually getting off my ass and going get the package and shit. What about those fat people, man? What the fuck? I'm so fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Them fat people, man. You know what I'm saying? That was in the wheelchairs and shit. I'm not picking and shit. That's fucked up. Now they're gonna have to fucking roll their ass out of bed and get in that wheelchair, you know, because, you know, they can walk, but they ain't the hover around and shit, you know. Get in that hover around and roll their asses to the store and shit. That's fucked up, man. Like, the package experience is fucking ruined for people, yo. Like, what the fuck? I'm mad, man. I know he blew himself up, but there's gonna be some other motherfuckers that's gonna be on it, you know what I'm saying? Once you go white, you know what I'm saying, your credit takes flight. These motherfucking white boys and shit, they're gonna be like, on it now. Just doing pranks and shit, really blowing motherfuckers up. So, I ain't gonna say RIP to that motherfucker who blew himself up, but yo, you really fucking ruined it for the rest of us minorities and even white people and shit. Now we can't even fucking get a package without us blowing up and shit. You feel me? Now we gotta fucking buy a metal detector and shit now. A bomb detector, what the fuck you call it? Some military grade shit, just so we can open up our package. Bullshit though, man. I'm back though. But this is your boy XP, man. I'm keeping it real. Holla at me. Yo, what's good? What's good? It's your host with the most, XP. And I'm just back. I'm back for the night. You know, I got a lot on my mind. A lot has happened. I believe it was last week. But, you know, about the passing of, you know, John Witherspoon, you know, rest in peace. I was pretty sad about it. It really hit me hard because, you know, I'm out here trying to do stand-up in New York City. And all of a sudden, you know, I want to meet this guy. It was my goal to meet him, because meet Pops, you know what I'm saying? growing up watching the Wayans and seeing him beat Sean and Marlon every time was stupid. It made me laugh. You know, he always made every one of us laugh. And then on Friday, oh my God, my favorite line on Friday. Every time I'm in the kitchen, you in the kitchen, eating up the goddamn food. Yo, man, that shit right there is funny, man. Especially that cereal shit. You remember that? Like, yo. He's like, yo, why you trying to throw cereal away? Like, nigga, you better put some water on that shit. Facts, you know what I'm saying? Because black people, we say that shit. Put some water on that motherfucking cereal. You ain't got no milk. You better not waste that fucking cereal we bought. You feel me? But, yo, it's just crazy, you know? It just got a lot on my mind. It's just, are we losing? Every year, we losing a star, and it's just killing me. And it just, it opens my eyes even more. It makes me want to go out and pursue comedy like real full time, you know what I'm saying? It's just, man, I miss this guy, yo. I got a little sad, yo. Almost cried, yo. It's just crazy. It's crazy, you know. And, you know, hope his sons, you know, are getting through it. And I hope his wife, you know, he seemed like a really cool dad, you know what I'm saying? And I wish I could have someone, a dad like him, you get what I'm saying? Some people, you know, grew up without parents and stuff, you know. I don't mind talking about it, you know. Me and my dad, we very strange and shit like that, you know. He's off, you know, fucking hoes or whatever, you know what I mean? Out there being a rolling stone, you feel me? You know, let's not make this segment sad, you feel me? This is all about Mr. John Witherspoon, RIP, man. I know I'm late, but, you know, I was going to do it as soon as I heard the news, but, you know, I've been busy working, you know, I've been dwelling on it, you know, and I just want to talk about him, you know. He's a real OG, man. We work with Paul Mooney and Richard Pryor. That's one of them OGs, man. Yeah, boy. Yo, that's my nigga, man. That's our nigga. That's our pops. It's everybody pops, man. He's the realest out there in these streets, yo. I know I'm getting old, man. I just hope, fuck, man, before I get 50 or 60, if I make it, I hope I be able to see Martin Lawrence. That's one of my favorite comedians, you know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga, you can tell that nigga's getting big and shit. For real. Look, that nigga look like he ate the real Martin Lawrence. You feel what I'm saying? Shit, man. If Martin Lawrence died, I'm through with life, yo. Goddamn. Shit. Cause that's one of them niggas I want to meet, you know? But yeah, folks, man. We just gotta, you know, just listen out for this podcast, you know? Just think about your boy. You know, pay homage to one of the greats of comedy, man. To me, he was everybody's dad, you know. He was everybody's pops. And if I saw him in person, I would say, "Pops, what's good?" You know. I'm even happy that he was on the Boondocks. Boondocks was funny. He did a great job on the Boondocks. I hope his son takes over, because I hear they're gonna do a new season of the Boondocks. Don't take it from me. That's what I heard. And his son can do a great impression. JD Witherspoon, I heard he can do a great impression of his father. So let's just hold it, man. We get another Boondocks, man, dedicated to, you know, John Witherspoon. And yo, I have one of these crazy ideas, folks. Check this out. I don't know if this would be great. If Ice Cube make Last Friday, it should be the concept of the whole movie should be like the passing of his dad, and everybody's getting back together in the movie. So the funeral, crazy shit happening at the funeral. Smokey, Day Day, you know, Uncle Elroy, everybody, you know, just crazy, crazy Friday shit. You know what I'm saying? They're having a funeral on Friday, so it'll be like Last Friday, dedicated, you know, to him. You know, I think that would have been a good plot. Hey, you guys hit me up if you know what I'm saying. If you think that's a good idea, you feel me? I wish I could hit up Ice Cube or something. Like, I think he would be on board with that. But yo, it's your host with the most, man. I'm out. So I hope all y'all have a good day, good night, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this at. Good night. I'm out. don't know if you guys are ready or not, but this is your host with the most. This is XP, and it's keeping it real and black. You feel me? So check this out, guys. I don't know if you're excited like I am, but fuck, yo, I'm ready for this Trump shit, this inquiry. I'm ready for this motherfucker to get out of office. You don't understand this. He just causes all types of damage. But he is very comical. I give him that. He's so fucking funny. He's one of those presidents I never thought in a million years he fucking, like, talk his shit. Twitter, yo, that shit's fucking crazy, yo. Shit's crazy. He wasn't playing no fucking games, yo. But either way it goes, he's talking about grabbing bitches by the pussy, giving porn stars hush money. Like, yo, that nigga got a dip, yo. Like, come on, man. Trump, man. Like, nigga, he's orange, man. He's not even a white president. He's an orange president. This motherfucker sleep with Cheetos on his face, okay? Shit, it's, you know, it just gets me tight, you know. Trump, that hair, I don't know if it's real or fake, you know. Fuck, you know. It's just some crazy shit, man. I'm just ready for him to get out of office. But I already know this motherfucker gonna pay millions, probably even more. Like, shit, nigga might throw out like $1 billion or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? $1 billion just to, you know, just swipe that shit on the rug. Like, I never in my entire life met a president. Like, everything he get accused of, all he says is fake news. Yo, Trump, is it true that you say, hey, you gonna grab these women by the pussy? Fake news. They sweep that shit right under the rug. Yo, is it true that you and Putin went out and had an orgy and shit like that? Fake news. That's all this dude has to say, and they sweep that shit under the rug. But after that little slick shit, they been spying on his ass and all that shit. Now they got that shit, like, out in the open. I don't know what the fuck was going on. He having secret conversations with fucking different countries and shit, different leaders of countries, you know, being that slick, you know. He always trying to, I don't know, man. This nigga, I don't know what Trump is trying to do. I don't know. We all are confused. All we know is he's talking shit about women. He despises women. He honestly believes that women should be in fucking kitchens and, you know, cleaning bathrooms and all that shit, which I don't believe in. You know, just Trump, you know, he's just one of them old-timey motherfuckers. He supposedly, he's 70 years old, which fucking surprised me, because this motherfucker look 100. But, yo, it's all good, yo, so fuck it, man. I'm just waiting for this nigga to get out of office and shit. But the funniest shit about me, I said about me, oh my God, excuse me, folks, you know, I'm going too fast. The funniest shit about him is when they killed a terrorist named Baghdadi. Yo, I never thought in a million years I would hear an ISIS leader named Baghdadi. Like, that shit was hilarious. You should have seen, I don't know if I was the only one, but I know a lot of you guys have seen it too, I hope, on the news when Trump announced that, you know, military soldiers went in and killed Baghdadi. And I quote Trump, this is what Trump said. He specifically said, "We had him cornered in a tunnel. He was crying like a baby." I bust out laughing, yo, when I heard that shit. I was like, yo, this dude has no filter. I'm pretty sure if it was any other president, if I was a president, I was like, yo, we eliminated the target. I would not give no description. Like, oh, yo, we had him in the corner. He shit his pants, pissed himself before one of the soldiers popped a bullet in his ass. But nah, I ain't gonna lie, though. Baghdadi, that's a motherfucking, that's a rapper name, nigga. Like, I wouldn't be surprised in 2 or 3 years we have some
Arabic rapper come out of the fucking woodwork and shit named Baghdaddy, you know what I'm saying? Baghdaddy dropping these fucking bombs on the track, you feel me? That's a fire-ass name. I would adopt that shit, to be honest with you, but nah, I'm just gonna keep my shit, you know? But yo, I don't know, yo, that Baghdaddy, yo, I like that shit, yo. Like, yo, you know, girls, but oh, shit, Baghdaddy, oh, no, oh, my God, Baghdaddy, you turn me up. You know what I'm saying? I think he named himself that. I don't even think that's his actual name. You know what I'm saying? I think he meant to say bad daddy, but you know his accent and shit. So everybody, you know, like, oh yeah, we're just gonna call this motherfucker, you know, us Americans, yeah, we're gonna call this motherfucker Bag Daddy, you know, because that's what it said. We ain't gonna give him the fucking satisfaction of calling him Bad Daddy. I don't know what the fuck was in this terrorist mind. But he's in hell now, burning for all the crimes he committed against the U.S., you know what I'm saying? So, fuck Baghdaddy, all right? And again, we need to get this man out of office. He's the only one that keeps it real, I'm not gonna fucking lie. About, like, he speaks his fucking mind, but this fake news shit blows me, yo. It's like, if I was president and they just get me for small shit and all I have to say is fake news for them sweet shit on the rug, it should have been a game fucking changer. Like, this shit's fucking ridiculous, man. Like, we need to take a break, you know what I mean? I'm tired of fucking presidents, man. All of us Americans need to have a fucking break, you know what I mean? We need to just have 1 year of fucking just chilling and see what fucking happens. If chaos breaks out, then we fucking get another president. But this shit is just out of, it's stupid, man. Taxes, all this bullshit, man. It's killing us. It's killing America, man. We're supposed to fucking live a stress-free life, you know what I'm saying? Just traveling the world, you know, taking shits in peace, you know, eating out, you know, not getting nagged by at the wife or being cheated on or some shit, you know. We need to all live in peace, you know. This president shit's going crazy. We just need to take a fucking break and just relax, enjoy life, man, because yo, you never fucking know, man. North Korea, man. Them motherfuckers, they still trying to fuck us up, yo, on the low. Kim Jong-un, but, you know, we fucking blow his ass out the motherfucking water. He better be glad that fucking Dennis Rodman got his fucking back and shit, because, you know. But they can have Dennis Rodman ass and shit. Rodman, I don't want to say his name right. They can have his strange ass and shit. Because I wouldn't even consider that nigga black. The way that nigga act, I don't know. He's just a different creature and shit, you know? That's why we had to fucking draft his ass. So, Dennis Rodman is now fucking Korean, okay? That's it. Plain and simple. I don't know. This dude's fucking crazy. He fucking sides with a country that's trying to fucking destroy us. And then, I'm surprised motherfuckers didn't kick his ass out of America. But, you know, that's... Each his own, man. Each his own. You know, fuck it. You know. But yeah, that's all I got for tonight, folks. Just, you know, check out more of my episodes. Please check out my episodes. Please, I'm begging you. I need all the support I can get, because when I get up there and I get famous, I swear I'm blessing all, each and every one of you, okay? And just remember, this is your host with the most. Keeping it real and black, alright? XP out.